With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Now, we're all, I got to tell you this, Michael Tellick, who's joining us on the show right now. Michael, we're all on your side.
We think you're a hero.
I want to start off.
Thank you, guys. That's all I've been hearing for the last 3 days. It means a lot.
Well, I'm glad. I really am glad. I know it's not in.
It's not food on the table, I know.
I mean this lightly. We're not putting any money in your pocket, but we do believe in you. Because I found out this story, and I was laid up for the first couple of days, so I found out about the story yesterday. I couldn't believe. I really couldn't believe what I had read here. Now, you were – what was your role at KDKA? What was your title?
So I'm a producer, and it basically is like the person who like steers the ship and decides the content, where it goes, what it looks like when you watch the news. Mm-hmm. And so that's basically my job. And I thought, oh, we have this little Super Bowl package. Pittsburgh fans hate Tom Brady. It'd be like a cute little wink to them. I was torn. I was like, do I want to put Giselle's husband or do I want to put Known Cheater? I'm like, oh, Known Cheater. The people are going to love it and make fun of Tom Brady. I thought it'd just be like a funny joke for like people in Pittsburgh. I had no idea that it was going to blow up like this and just be everywhere in an instant.
So when they bring you in, afterwards, because did somebody tell you to get it off there real quick? Because according to Deadspin, you got it off pretty quickly.
Oh, I mean, it's just your normal like TV news. It like pops in for 2 seconds and goes away. I remember when it popped in, the director was like, huh, that's funny. And then we just kept moving on. I left for work, and then like 2 minutes later, they called me and said, hey, you need to get in here right now. We talked about what happened. I explained, like, oh, he was suspended for cheating. I thought you can do that. You know, it's just a little wink at the sports story. Like, oh, well, this has been a PR nightmare. Like, everyone's calling us. We're going to write you up reprimand, and then we'll go from there. And then on Tuesday, they said, hey, you no longer work here, and that was that.
So who was calling? Who was calling?
I don't know. I mean,
nobody called.
Yeah, I've watched KDKA. I've been to Pittsburgh. There's no hotbed of Patriots fans there. Were there Patriots fans? I don't get that. I don't get that whatsoever.
Oh, I mean, everyone's been super supportive, even Patriots fans. I'm like, oh, like, people were, like, donating to this GoFundMe. I'm like, oh, I'm going to turn it into a charity now. Like, I don't need this money. Like, people were concerned about me because I just bought a house. But I really appreciate it. Like, I have some good friends in my little, like, ref hockey team, the Lampiranas, and then the Dogs, who are, like, all my friends in the group chat. They're all super supportive, and they want to do this. So I'm like, okay, people are helping out, and I'm just going to turn into a charity in Tom Brady's name and turn something stupid into something good.
Okay, were
That's
you
– a wonderful thing.
We're talking –
That's
a
wonderful thing.
Is it Michael Tellick? Is that what it
how
is?
How do you pronounce your last name?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay, so when you get called into the room, because we've all been called into the office before, and there have been times in my career where it's been close. There might have been some write-ups. There might have been some threatening. Yesterday was one of them. So when that happens – do you have a smile on your face, Michael? Are you worried? Are you pensive? What is the reaction as you're being told, yeah, you've worked your last day for us because of this enormous gaffe that is getting us all this hilarious attention from around the globe?
So when it first happened, I was like, okay, it's going to be like a slap on wrist. Like, I'm not a prom employee. Like, I work on the weekends. I fill in for shifts when people need me to. Like, I stay longer to just help out and try to help people out. Because like, I care about the news and I love it. And so I thought, like, okay, like, they're going to probably, like, suspend me or, like, give me probation or something. Like, I thought that was going to be the worst of it. And I was joking with my friends. Like, I think there's an 8% chance I'm going to get fired. And I was like, no, you're not going to get fired for this. And then when I was just like, I accepted it at that point. I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to continue on with my life. I'll just go find another job. Like, I thought I was, like, going to go work at, like, the mall or, like, at, like, some retail job or something if I couldn't find something in media. But it's been working out so far. I mean, like, everyone's been calling me in. I was on CNN this morning. I've talked to people in Boston, Norfolk, Buffalo. I'm talking to you guys now, and it's just been crazy.
Are you from Pittsburgh originally, Mike?
Yes. So I'm from Pittsburgh. Like, and you guys know how the media business goes. You, like, work your way up the ladder. Yeah. So I started in, like, small markets around Ohio. I was in Steubenville, Toledo, Dayton, just trying to build up my resume and land a job in Pittsburgh because that's where I'm from. And then I worked here for like 6 or 7 months. It was a great time. I love everyone there. They're all very smart, and they made me a better writer, producer, person, and journalist in general.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
You're 27. Are you a Steelers fan originally?
I am. But I still think Tom Brady is the best player.
Come on, hold on, Michael. I'm not going to kick him while he's down.
But I'm not going to kick him off the show. Now you are. do we have him, Michael? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So you're a Steelers fan originally. Has this changed your tune about the Steelers?
No, not at all. I mean, okay. I like to look at things with an impartial view. I mean, I can tell you that when the Steelers lose to bad teams and when they lose to Tom Brady, like, I tell my friends hate me because they're like, oh, you're going to bet against the Steelers against Oakland? That's dumb. Like, have you seen the Steelers play against inferior competition lately? It's not bad.
So he's basically right. Pittsburgh Lima. Okay.
All right, couple questions. All right. Yeah. Michael's joining us on the horn. Okay, so what happens if you have the opportunity? Let's say there are some news directors listening in, some program directors. If you have the ability, because we're always told, all right, if somebody brings up something bad about your past or if they Google your name, and believe me, they could do it for me or for Ken, they could Google our names, and there have been some bad things about us, and it gets brought up in an interview. How do you explain this away now, Michael? Do you try to have some fun with it?
Why does he have to?
No, I'm asking Michael.
Why would you need to explain that away?
How would he address this? Because if he gets another opportunity, and I know you will, you're obviously very resourceful. You've had these opportunities before. I expect you'll get them again, especially with some of the national pub here. What would you say to someone who might be concerned you might be damaging the sanctity of their news operation?
I understand where KK and came from and their decision to fire me and whatnot. But, I mean, I've learned instantly. People are like, oh, would you want to do that again? If you didn't, you'd get fired. I'm like, of course not. I wouldn't do it if I knew I was going to get fired. I care about, like, the sanctity of journalism, and I read every article. I read the local papers. I go support local journalism. Like, news means the world to me. So, I mean, it's not like I'm sitting here. If I call Tom Brady, like, something more egregious, like murderer or, like, kidnapper or something, I can understand that. But I feel like this is supposed to be, like, a little wink and nudge, and I've learned never again.
Well, then that would have been actually false, so I could have seen their point, especially exactly. if they took it that serious.
I'm like, he was suspended by the NFL for violating the league's rules. Like, that's cheating to me, but it's supposed to be like a little wink and nod, and then it just turned into this.
All right, let me ask you this. Would you be willing to move at all?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, like, it's that's just the way the world works.
Are you willing to do anything else for a living?
Oh, absolutely. I was telling my friends, like, I'll work at the mall. I'll go be, like, a bricklayer. Like, there's tons of things you can do. I just need, like, a $15 an hour job to, like, pay my mortgage and pay my bills and stuff, you know, nothing, like, too crazy.
Michael, all right. If you were in Cleveland, and let's say you got a job in Cleveland, one of the local affiliates here, and you had to show video of Ben Roethlisberger. Big Ben, who's got, like, a 22-2-1 record against the Browns. What would you put there on the graph? Uh-oh.
I would put the father of Cleveland. I mean, he owns the city.
Oh,
he
okay.
Owns the state of
that's
Ohio.
It. Now he's gone.
That actually does it.
He's out.
Goodbye.
Told you. He's gone. Just like that.
Told that you. Sly
y'all
bastard.
Look at me like I'm the idiot,
sly
but I knew
bastard.
It.
That is unbelievable.
I would have fired him, too.
You know what? That is pretty all right by him. That is, I got to tell you, I respect that. I really respect that.
Michael Telek, known troll?
No, Michael Telek,
yeah,
known
go.
Troll.
That's our graphic for him. He's having fun with it.
Obviously. But what stones to do that?
He just did that in Cleveland. Man.
Well done.
That took me by surprise.
His Twitter account is at MKTelek, TELEK. Seems like a good enough guy. Obviously, he's a Steelers fan. I don't hold against him. My doctor's a Steelers fan, for crying out loud.
Is he the one that got your diagnosis?
Hopefully he is.
Now we know why.
Can you do that laugh?
Keep laughing. Keep laughing.
Can you do that laugh every time, please? Because that was pretty sensational. If you find it in your heart, go ahead and reach out to him if you're any one of those business owners out there. Seems to be a good guy. And again, it's ridiculous to fire a guy for something like that. And I hate this is honestly, it's what bothers me about our society that we live in now, is that when we get online about this type of stuff, I think we're so quick to so-and-so needs fired. There are things that, yes, people deserve to be reprimanded for and they no longer can represent their entity. But we say so-and-so needs fired. You understand, like, there's health insurance.
You know what?
There's families that are involved.
I can tell you for a fact, there's no way they received even one call. They did not receive a call. They didn't. I'd have been like, okay, hey, you receive these calls? Go ahead and show me the log. Show me all the people that were outraged you called.
Yeah, that was pretty asinine by them. But hopefully this guy...
this is going to happen to me.
Hopefully he lands on his feet. No, I hope he lands on his feet. He got us good, and I got to give him credit for that. That was pretty excellent.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.